All right. Even though.
Even though.
It's not really a big deal.
It's not really a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I like that bottle.
I paid money for that.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine.
No, it's not.
It's missing.
And I don't know if somebody stole it. If somebody's going to keep it. If it's going to be in a trash can. If I left it on top of my car. If it's just misplaced. If I'm going to get it back later.
It's not about the bottle.
It's not about the bottle.
It's not about the bottle.
It's about me.
I can't trust me.
I let myself down.
I really let myself down.
Again,
it's just a bottle.
And I couldn't keep up with it.
All the things I keep up with.
No, I don't.
I always struggle.
All the ways I've let myself down.
And this is just one more example
of feeling out of control,
untrustworthy,
confused.
And I want to understand
why.
I really want to understand
why.
I know just enough
about how things work
to understand
there's meaning,
there's an invitation.
In everything.
And I want
to understand,
to know,
to resolve
anything and everything
that can be resolved
so I don't have to keep losing things.
It's annoying.
It's frustrating.
And it doesn't fit me anymore.
All the ways I intend
to be conscious,
to be present.
And then I lose things.
It's embarrassing.
It's annoying.
It's frustrating.
And it's one more reminder
of not knowing
what to expect.
It's one more reminder
of me
feeling
inadequate.
And that story
is getting so old.
And I wish
and I intend
and I want
and I desire
to really know
I am enough.
I can trust me.
I can
trust me.
I can get it right.
This,
what this represents,
all the ways I've felt inadequate,
like I'm not really showing up,
like I'm not really getting it.
All the times I've said that,
thought that,
felt that.
And now,
I see.
I really
want to change my mind.
I desire
to have confidence
that I can be present,
that I can,
that I can pay attention,
that I can trust me,
that it's not lost,
that it's not punishment.
That it's not necessary
to feel frustrated.
I can simply,
powerfully,
change my mind.
I can imagine
everything I get right.
All the things I didn't forget
with school starting.
All the things I get right.
So much more
than the things I forget.
So much more
than the things I struggle with.
And I'm seeking
to make peace
with what the water bottle
represents.
All the ways
I keep
aligning
to the old
belief
that it's hard.
It's a lot of work,
a lot of room for error.
It's always going to be hard.
It's always going to be work.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could let that go?
If I could really let it go.
It's not about a water bottle.
Not even
an expensive,
magic,
wonderful,
vibes up water bottle.
It's about me
feeling at peace with all the ups and downs,
all the good and bad,
all that I feel
and experience
in human form.
Some days are good.
Sometimes I'm so smart.
It's amazing.
Sometimes I accomplish so much.
I'm impressed.
Other times,
I just feel stupid.
It's true.
I'm everything.
Everything.
Sometimes I'm impressed.
Other times I'm embarrassed.
Sometimes I remember things.
And I'm so grateful.
And I feel so prepared.
And supported.
And guided.
And other times,
I have no idea what I was thinking.
It's true.
Earth is like this.
Order and chaos.
Good and bad.
Night and day.
On and off.
It's true.
And I keep fighting it.
I keep believing.
It needs to all be good.
Or I gotta fix it.
And I'm really getting tired.
Because I've been trying to fix
a lot
for a really long time.
And it's exhausting.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if this water bottle
gave me the greatest gift of all?
Peace.
Peace with all of it.
Sometimes I lose stuff.
Sometimes people take things.
Sometimes I am distracted.
Sometimes I'm doing so much,
thinking so much,
that I lose track
of certain things.
That's all.
That's all.
This need to be perfect,
this need to be
right
all the time
is exhausting me.
It is so exhausting.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could
instead
enjoy
the experience of me?
I lost a great bottle.
Whoever finds it
is going to receive more benefit than they're expecting.
As a matter of fact,
the vibration is so high,
they will literally seek the owner.
It would never fit someone
who wanted to steal it
and not make
amends.
So what if I could relax?
What if I could bless the bottle?
What if I could bless the planet?
What if I could
be okay?
That some days are a lot better
than others.
And they all,
have great value.
When I'm really good,
really amazing,
really on my game,
contributing,
thriving,
it's fabulous.
And when I'm weak,
feeling victimized,
making mistakes,
it still has value.
I want to see
this attachment
to right and wrong,
good and bad,
is no longer serving me.
I lost a bottle.
I've lost a lot of things.
I've lost time.
I've lost energy.
I've lost work.
Friendships.
Relationships.
Ideas.
Certain things that I used to enjoy.
And I've also gained
lots of things.
Jobs.
Relationships.
Friendships.
Ideas.
All the ways.
I'm here for the whole thing.
All of it.
I want to make peace
with all of it.
No, I don't.
I want my bottle back.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could
remember
the bottle
and all that it represents
is not really all of me.
It's just one more experience.
One more reminder
of who
I'm desiring
to know myself as. I give myself permission to use this water bottle, this feeling place, to simply, powerfully change my mind. I am good.
I am
smart.
I am safe.
And I am.
Absolutely.
I am human.
And it will be.
Whatever
is
going to
be.
Some days better than others.
Sometimes
I'm so positive.
And
other days I just can't get there.
And
right now,
I want to choose
to focus,
to focus
my mind
on
all the hundreds of
other things
that went right today.
And
bless the bottle.
And
bless my memory.
And
bless my distraction.
And
bless my life.
Even
though
things get
lost.
Things get
misunderstood.
And
things change.
Even
before I want them to.
I
give myself permission to be
the higher
energy
that I
bought
the
bottle for.
Okay,
big breath.
Don't
fall out of that
chair.
Any
thoughts? Yeah,
buts?
Do any
yeah, buts? Because
I need to be more careful, pay more attention.
Okay,
even though
I have the habit
of being critical.
And I'm not perfect.
So
I'm screwed forever.
Because
I'm not going to give it up.
Doesn't matter
what I accomplish.
Doesn't
matter how much
I do right.
Doesn't matter how
good I am.
It doesn't matter
how hard I work.
How much I forgive.
How much
I release.
How much
I do.
How much I receive.
I got to make myself
wrong.
It's a rule.
It's a rule.
I shoulda, woulda,
coulda.
I'm going to should
myself
for the rest of my life.
Even
though it's really not working.
It's
not making the bottle reappear.
It's
not even making me pay attention
more.
The way it literally works
is
all that shoulding.
All
that self-criticism,
all
that judgment,
all
that belief in
perfectionism,
where's my brain
out?
So that I do forget
things,
so that I do get triggered by
things
that are out of my
control.
Nobody plans to lose anything.
It's like
forgetting something.
You
don't know you're forgetting it.
Or
you wouldn't.
What
if
I could choose
to be at peace
anyway?
Can't do
it.
Gotta should myself.
It's a rule.
Pretty
sure it's a law.
I have to
be rough on me.
It's the only way I'm gonna
learn.
I have to feel bad to learn.
The problem
is,
it's not working.
Not for me,
and
not for our prison
system.
It's just not
working.
So wouldn't it be nice
if
I could
use
this experience
to simply,
powerfully
change
my mind.
I
am enough.
Even
in my forgetfulness,
I get more
right
than
I ever forget.
And
it is enough.
To
have good intention,
to
keep moving forward,
to keep
showing up,
to keep
desiring,
and learning,
and giving,
and
receiving,
and
that's enough.
It's never
going to be perfect here.
It's never
going to be consistent
here.
It's never
going to be perfect
in
any way, shape,
or form.
So
wouldn't it be nice?
If
I could
get the
value,
get
more than the value
of that
water bottle
by giving up,
by losing,
by
misplacing,
my attachment
to shoulding
myself
and others.
Who would I be
if I was okay
with my humanness?
Who would I be
if I was okay
with my stupidness,
my forgetfulness,
my goofiness?
Who would I be
if I could really love
the earth experience,
even when
a lot of it
makes zero sense?
Who would I be?
How could I
know myself
as perfect
in
the human
form?
I would have to love myself.
There's no room
for should and love
in the same thought.
So wouldn't it be lovely
if today
I chose
to practice,
to embrace,
to commit
to self-love,
even when
I wish it were easier.
I give myself permission
to know the goodness,
the rightness
of me.
Okay, big breath.
Yes, I mean, it was deeper than that.
Yeah, it's not the bottle.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.